Yo, 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 what is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is your boy, the franchise player, Double B Babbler. The newly verified Husky 518. This is the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast, AEW Dynamite Review. And man, Husky, let me tell you, Twitter has been crazy.
Everyone's going Twitter blue.
You're like in a vacuum, my brother. We can barely hear you. But I will tell you this, Twitter has gone crazy. My personal account has been frozen. Don't know why, but the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast account, Husky 518, all verified, blue marks, baby. Elon Musk up in the house, you know what I'm saying? Like, god damn. Right.
Better.
That's way better, bro. That's way better. I don't know what the hell's going on, but thank you, Twitter, for verifying the Roundtable. Thank you for verifying Husky 518.
I know. Twitter blue, man. Everyone's buying in, as you can say.
Man, but I want to know one thing. Why the fuck was mine? I know what it is, because I canceled Twitter blue the other day. And now all of a sudden my shit is blocked, banned. I don't like it.
Because you know why? Elon Musk got his feelings hurt. And he was like, damn, I don't know what I can do.
Elon Musk, listen here, brother. I've had that same Twitter account for fucking 22 years. Give it back. Give it 22 back.
22 years? Really? That's how long Twitter has been around?
Yes. Yes.
God damn. Man, social media, I swear, yesterday was just like a baby.
Look at this. I've been waiting for my alert, but I never got one. Get it together, Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch be like that.
I don't know what the hell's going on. You're the mod. What the hell? I don't know what's going on.
You're the mod. Oh.
King of the Indies said, yo. What up, King of the Indies? Yo.
King of the Indies.
So check it out. If you are watching us, you're not following us, you're not subscribed, let me tell you about the subscription thing going on right now. If you join, you like, click, and subscribe, you have a chance to win $100, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about a Visa gift card. Go buy your kids something for Christmas. Do all that good shit. Look, let's get it going. Good thing I have an alarm set. That is right. That is right. Or were you just playing COD?
Man, $100 Visa gift card?
I think you were just playing COD.
Get anything.
Dude, you can buy anything. You can buy a COD.
Yeah.
Shane won't, because, you know, Shane's a hater.
I'm not a hater. It's just way too meta for me. There's a difference.
Hey, Twitch is meta right now. So you're trying to say Twitch is too meta for you, too?
No, it's just...
You saying Elon Musk should cancel your Twitch subscription? I mean, your Twitter fucking...
See, now, I know what you're trying to do, but nice try, but...
What am I trying to do?
No.
What am I trying to do?
No, stop
I'm
it.
I'm not trying to bait you, Shane.
Uh-huh.
Never would I do that.
Okay, sure. Uh-huh.
Hey, man, someone's got to do it. Your boy Julian is still riding the camel. He's still out
there. He really is. He really is.
Screaming at pyramids over there talking about Shazam.
Drew
Link wants to be linked in. Link Drew in. Shane, send Drew the link.
I will. I will be seeing it on whatever social media that he prefers to.
I never trade Roundtable for some COD. Hey, you know what? Mod, that's why we love you. You're the mod.
The mod is the greatest.
Dude. Mod is the best. Lucky to have the mod. Hey, Drew. The mod says, hey, Drew. So, look. Oh, man.
Yes.
Gotta update my iPad here. 16.1.1.
Drew, I sent you the link on the Facebook.
The Facebook. Yeah. Like the Jameis. The Facebook. So once the illustrious Ashley Rose Nova steps her amazing self.
Oh man, did she count forearms today?
We're not doing that today, Shane. We are not talking about forearms, any of that other crap.
Were they phenomenal enough? That's all I was saying is
this. What I was saying is this. If you go like, click, and subscribe, ladies and gentlemen, you join the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast, you go ahead and you click that subscribe button. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't want to put your hard-earned money out here for us, the people who bust our ass week after week to bring you the wrestling news and all this great stuff. Hey, man, look. Everyone, their mom. Everyone. I mean, like, dude, some random dude's mom was like, hey, I have Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, just link us up, brother.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and get a free month subscription with Amazon Prime.
Yeah, right there.
And you can qualify for the $100 Visa gift card. Look, this is what we're going to do. I want bits in the chat. I want subs tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So give us some subs. Give us some bits in the chat. Go ahead and qualify while we go ahead and read to you tonight. And guess what? I actually have notes. You can't see them. I have notes from the show. Oh. I have notes. I have a lot of notes. Like a lot of notes. A lot of notes.
No.
But what I do have.
I should be prepared. What is this?
What I do have is a lot of love for this man right here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my boy, Drew. Big Money Drew, in the house. What is up, Drew?
Well, I'm doing a little bit better for Monday.
That's good.
A little
Did
bit.
Did you like the memes that I sent you, Drew? Because I saw some today on an Instagram, and I was like, that shit's funny. That reminds me of Drew.
I don't remember seeing them.
I'm going to send them to you again because they're hella funny.
Although I did saw a video where the guy speared his friend into the fire.
That was fucking dumb. That guy was stupid. Stupid.
I did see
Shout that. Out 69 Booty just subscribed.
Oh my month. God, 69 Booty. God damn.
Hey now.
One more month. I like the little sound alerts that pop up now. They're like, hey, you have a subscription. So, But let's do this. Let's get this out of the way because this lady right here that is going to join us right now, she is the busiest. You know, I'm about to shoot a little bit on Denise Salcedo.
Oh,
Denise Salcedo is. She says that she is the hardest working woman in sports infotainment.
Oh, Denise Salcedo does
a lot
of things.
She does a lot. That woman does so much. I'm surprised she has time to sleep. But this woman right here. This woman right here, Ashley Rose Nova, does a whole lot of shit. And we're welcoming her right now live here on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. Ashley.
Did you count how many forearms today?
No, I was actually busy trying to take some time for myself.
That's right. She was taking time for herself. Not
that's a good
She wasn't walking around looking at dudes' forearms like, yo, your forearms are too small. Let me see your shoes. Your socks are too small.
Who said I was walking around looking at dudes, bro?
Hey, I mean,
I'm just walking around looking at dudes all the time.
Randomly looking at dudes, like, hey,
just like random forearms.
So, before we get into this AEW Dynamite review, which I'm going to say was actually a pretty fucking good show,
it was a really good show.
I will say this: Monday, the fans didn't give two shits. Tonight, they gave a lot of shits. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Ashley Rose Nova has a very big announcement to make here live on the Roundtable Pros and Pockets involving. Us three and Julian and the podcast.
And Julian's still out.
Julian is screaming at Pyramids, yelling Shazam.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. He's getting mad.
Nothing's happening. He's enjoying his time over there.
He sent me a picture of him standing in front of a restaurant asking, they were like, was it like camel steaks? Ostrich steaks,
yeah,
I was like, and some other weird shit. I was like, "Do not eat none of that shit. Do not eat none of that shit. If you don't say McDonald's or Wendy's, don't eat that shit." Hey man, I seen some shit in my travels, man. Some shit in my travels. I mean, if you like little kittens, I won't tell you what I've seen.
I'm sure you've seen shit, literally.
Yeah, literally. So Ashley, go ahead and break the news because that's what you do. You break news.
Not really. I don't break news.
You bring us some news today.
Yeah. No, go for it, man. It's your show.
Well, no. I want you to be the one to break the news.
Put on the spot.
All right. I mean, if that's how you want it, man. That's how I want it. Officially, as of today, we are in agreement. Being me, you know, the new digital media executive for the wrestling movement, which is now TWM Plus, we're migrating over to. We've been doing entertainment and esports and all that jazz, but we are going to be officially migrating over to more digital video media and audio media. So as of today, me and BJ up there are in agreement that the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast will be joining TWM on our platform as well.
So what that's basically saying is,
if you want to show him he made me write him a nice letter. So if you want to show it, because I put a lot of work into that.
You know what? I will show it. Unfortunately, I can't show it on my Twitter because, well, my Twitter that got fucking hacked.
Because Elon Musk didn't appreciate you canceling his subscription, damn it.
Hey, man. Hey, man, look.
Hey, I can't even subscribe because it says it's locked down right now.
Really? That's how busy it is on the Blue?
Everybody was like, I want my blue.
I don't want to earn it.
Blue check. I earned mine.
Yeah, because like every dumb schmuck on Twitter can get verified now. So how nice of them.
I only did it because I don't like the 180 character limit. I hate that shit.
Well, I always had Twitter blue because same thing. I like to be able to promote the show and not to worry about, oh, you got this many letters. You can't put that. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, isn't it 240 characters?
Yeah.
It's just a limit.
You can actually tweet more with this new Twitter blue.
Yes.
The character.
You can talk all types of shit now, Drew.
You can really talk and make longer fucking videos. Longer videos.
I knew about the longer videos, but I didn't know that you could go over 280 characters.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Longer characters.
People's Twitters can be like as long as Facebook posts now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I can't even. It's locked down. It says it's not available in my country.
Oh, shit.
Which we're all in that country. So
you know, people should really have it if they're like content creators. That's really what it'd be used for.
Well, from what I understand, Twitter is going to have a separate situation for content creators.
A lot of us are migrating over.
The old Twitter blue didn't have more than 260 or 80 characters.
I cannot pull up the goddamn thing. Damn it.
I know, because I currently have that old Twitter blue. And that subscription is ending at the end of the month, and then I don't know what happens to my account enrolled. After that.
Yeah, you're still enrolled.
You're enrolled, yeah.
No, it said we're dropping my subscription at the end of the month.
Oh, really? Interesting.
What did you do? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just logged in, and it said your subscription is ending.
You pissed them off.
I did curse at him today, so that could be why I'm in the doghouse.
And I understand where half the people has come from.
Like, I was looking at my analytics for the month for Twitter.
$7.99.
No, mine's I have analytics on my account.
I
had over 76,000 people visit my account that aren't followers.
Well, look at you.
Because that's what it tells you in analytics. It shows you.
Yeah.
You have to pay extra for that?
No, that's
always been a thing.
I've had Twitter blue for the longest.
After being on Twitter for 8-9 years, I'm still not savvy with it at all.
If you go to more, you go to Creator Studio and click analytics, it tells you.
Oh, okay.
Well, while we're talking about Creator Studio, I'm going to go ahead and put this cool thing up here that the lovely Ashley Rosenova wrote for us, letting the fans know that we are now part of the movement. Hopefully it will come up. Did I click on the right thing? There we go.
Yep, yeah. There it is.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is now official. Official.
Plus.
Oh, this was a UK deal.
This is I didn't even see that.
This is can you read?
No, I can't. It's UK, like
TWM has always been a UK site, but since I went over there, we've been primarily adjusting to more countries as well, being because I'm not from the UK, but I have a large UK audience because I used to work for a UK magazine. So that's why we are now. It's just TWM Plus now, which is Plus Entertainment. So now, the platform essentially, as far as the website, has gotten bigger. They do have a bigger server now to support the traffic, because TWM was crashing a lot, a little bit towards like the end of my, towards the end of where my last article, let me make that clear. My editorial article, wrestling editorial history article. So now the platform is larger. in the aspect that we can support more viewerships, more visits. Statistically wise, our site does do well, incredibly well, regardless of if our Twitter's active or not, because they primarily run off of Google SEO, as well as Facebook and other social media. So now we are just completely adding audio and video, which means we will be going into TikTok, making transitions from YouTube to TikTok. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Am I going to be a TikTok star now?
You can, Drew. If you truly want in your heart of hearts to be a TikTok star.
I can see Drew doing TikTok videos right now.
I don't.
He's like, if everybody wants me to do a TikTok dance, you gotta.
Oh, God, no. God, no, Shane. No TikTok dances for you.
Ooh, we should set up like a bit system or something where people need to.
So put it back up. Okay. Put it back up so we can type and finish the whole thing. Put it back up. Okay, there we go. So, you know, the wrestling movement, which is abbreviated as TWM News, has been around for about 10 years in wrestling media. So now we have expanded to entertainment. Our upcoming plans have to do with supporting independent wrestling, Impact Wrestling, and of course, you know, adding reviews and post shows for WWE, Lucha Libre, and AEW. And of course, just interviews as well. So this media expansion will be part of the upcoming plans to start live streaming as well. And it'll be really quick. So basically all this says is exactly who BJ is, and in a small paragraph, and the show. There, that's it.
So we'll be doing live watch-alongs. We'll be doing...
Eventually,
The recap shows, possibly... having interviews, whatever, whatnot, doing live audio and video for the website, for the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast, joining a bigger network, teaming with Ashley, with the Jameis. Why did I call him the Jameis?
I call him the Jameis. I started just calling him that.
It's because you start calling him that.
It's just because that's the name like he has. Like, I didn't know what else. Like,
you were like, this is Ashley Rose Nova and the Jameis. And I was like, this is why he calls himself the Jameis.
The Jameis. Who can't be confused with Sheamus.
I mean, technically, he cannot be confused with Sheamus.
Jameis, who cannot be confused with Sheamus. Anyways, so we're going to be expanding into more interviews besides just me, myself. And during this production time, we will be also creating new shows, which will be TWM. Of course, we have TWM Talks Impact, which is strictly for Impact Wrestling. We will restart TWM Talks Indies, which will be the interviews of independent talent. And that will be, you know, anyone that's worked in Midwestern area primarily, and also, you know, New York, New Jersey, and West Coast is primarily who I'm aiming for right now, currently, being that a lot of that talent does wrestle independent and also sometimes appears in Impact.
So if I were to, let's say, set up an interview with the originators of the Spanish Fly, the SATs, would you be opposed to maybe having the SATs live?
No, the interviews are not live because they're 20 minutes for TWM Talks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay,
gotcha. So there will be 20-minute interviews in increments of that. And then eventually, you know, we could definitely do live interviews. But right now we're going to concentrate on video, which is, of course, VOD, and then converting it over, which is a long process for me. But
a very important question.
Sure, Drew.
Can we get Randy Hogan?
Look, Drew. Okay. I am putting in the man hours. I am putting in the hard work. I am looking under every rock, every trash can, every old folks home,
and
everywhere in the United States, looking for Randy Hogan.
And this is like Jimmy King and Ronnie Rumble.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know where to find Randy Hogan, the legendary Randy Hogan, drop a message in my email. I want Randy Hogan on this show.
What anytime. Would Randy Hogan do?
Randy Hogan,
brother.
But if you choose, if you do choose to record an interview, that's fine. I don't have any issues putting it up. You just let me know so we can add the intro. Well, meaning I can add the intro and convert the video to HD. That's pretty much it. I mean, we're going to also open up other shows. Me and Jameis are in the process of talking about adding entertainment shows as well.
Very nice.
Yep. Very nice. Jameis.
Very nice.
I love the Jameis.
Thank you very
much. He had to ask me which of one of my co-hosts had the best hair, and I told him Tiff's dog.
Wow.
McDuff.
McDuff. Yeah, McDuff has his own awards, apparently.
Doesn't even know.
Well, you know, it's because it's an ongoing joke that at the certain time, like, McDuff has a schedule. So we finished the show. Yeah. We finished the show at that time so McDuff can go. And also, McDuff don't like anyone but Tiff because that's her dog.
Wow, McDuff would love me. Dogs love me.
And Jameis actually pointed out, this is the story about the McDuff, okay?
The McDuff.
So funny.
Because Jameis actually pointed it out and told Tiffany, hey, did you name the dog after the antagonist from Macbeth? And I go, oh, you mean the ultimate heel?
Oh my god. Yes.
The ultimate heel?
Dog, hashtag heel mode.
That is actually true.
And she goes, no, I didn't. It just happened. He just looked like a McDuff. She said something like that.
And he was McGruff, like, the crime dog.
McGruff.
So we just said that. Like, so that's why the logo's a dog. It's McDuff.
That's funny as shit.
But so I figured people like wrestling. They like indie wrestling. They like dogs. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like a dog?
Yeah. So that's the whole story behind it. That's why our show has that logo. it's the McDuff. So that's so the awards are just the McDuffies.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had a work text come in.
You tell them you're off work.
I am, yes.
Boss.
This was kind of regarding the thing for Monday. So I'm going to, you know how they say you have to put your big boy pants on? Tomorrow I'm probably going to have to put my big bitch pants on. That's going to be fun. Tomorrow I have a very long day. Lots of conversations to have with people.
I do too. I feel you. That's why I was trying to take as much time for me as possible today. I was trying.
Well, thank you for being such a great partner in life with this.
Yes.
In life.
You came
along. Like, my goodness.
Hey, my God.
I called her today and I was like, did I wake you? She was like, I just got out of the shower. I was like,
I was contemplating my life decision.
Interesting.
Well, it's because, okay, like, I know it's fucking weird, but I have to, like, brace myself for, like, life. So, like, I'll take a shower. If, like, I'm super stressed, I'll just take a shower anyways if I'm super stressed. Not only do I shower, if I'm stressed, I'll take another shower. And I'll lay down and contemplate my life decisions.
Good. So I heavily applaud.
I totally get that. I fucking 100% get that. I jump in the shower for everything. I'm the coolest fucking guy you'll ever meet. I shower like fucking five times a day. My water bill's outrageous.
You know, I have to sit there and fucking lay there and contemplate and brace myself for life because I don't know what's going to happen or hit me.
Oh my God.
Before.
I feel that.
At least this time when you called, I didn't go, what's up? What did I do?
You know what? You're getting better. You are getting fucking better. But you know what? I'll tell you something.
Am I in the dirt sheets? And if so.
Because of you. My boss calls me, I'll be like, am I in trouble? Like, literally, he sent me a text. He goes, hey, big money, what's up? I'm like, am I in trouble? He's like, why do you always say that? Because whenever you call me, I'm always in trouble.
Dude, for real, that was the story of my life for like years. I'm like, Ashley, Ash, what? What did I do?
Am I in trouble?
Can we talk about what you just put out on Twitter? I'm like, what did I put out? What
you didn't do? Okay.
Tell me what I haven't put out, and in my
what haven't I put out, man?
Shane likes to put out. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm fucking mad at Shane.
What did I do?
You know what the fuck you did, Shane. You know what you did.
Oh, I called out Xbox because it sucks.
Well, no. I don't care about that.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, I was really sad.
What did I do? I even because
tomorrow. Tomorrow is the day that Black Panther comes out. Wakanda.
Oh,
forever.
Yeah. That.
And I call Shane. I said, hey, Shane, how about we go on a bromance date? I'm already going with my friend. Two words. Fuck you, Shane. Like, okay.
He turned him down.
He turned me down.
First of all, hold up. I want to clear the air. Me and my friend planned this like way before he even asked me.
You could have invited me too.
So you mean to tell me? Hold on, BJ. You mean to tell me, BJ, a veteran in the business of 25 years.
30.
Known, 35. Oh, I made you younger.
30.
I made you younger that presser.
I know. I loved it. I loved it.
Well, because I was trying to remember your debut year, and I think, you know what? I was tired, okay? But I made you younger. Anyways, the point is, a veteran, a legend in the independent circuit, this man was in Wrestling Society X. He was in the first Triple Mania.
And Bull Rink and TJ.
And who did you wrestle for in Japan again?
New Japan Pro. I lived in the fucking dojo.
I know. Once again, I say that to remind Shane.
Wow, Shane.
This man asked you out and you turned him down?
Turned me down. I was like, dude,
he even sent me a crying emoji. Like,
I told him on. I was like, dude, Shane fucking turned me down. Can you believe it?
You feel hurt?
But you know what? Tony DeBurns, the greatest goddamn producer this show ever had, was like, let's go tomorrow, bro. Let's go. So Shane, you know what?
He found someone better is what he's telling you.
Boom. Shane's gone.
He found someone better.
Yeah. That's right. Shane, you can sit in a green room until I feel like letting you come back in.
I'm just telling the truth.
Reality slap, Shane.
You know what?
I was just breaking it down for him. Like,
man,
how many opportunities are you going to get with that?
Sometimes people really need a slap.
I already have plans.
I don't give a damn, Shane.
I don't give a damn.
You dump
you.
None of
you
us can't give a damn.
On those you fucking
tell that
losers.
Bitch.
You tell them.
Bitch, you have a headache. You say, I'm sorry, I have cramps. I can't go.
He's like one of my best friends. I can't do that.
You tell that, bitch.
I can't lie.
Just do what I do. Just do what I do. Like, you know, when I used to go to the bar and a guy would buy me a drink and I was not interested in him, I would spill it and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go to the restroom, and I would never come back.
Damn. I was like, I gotta go use the bathroom real quick. But you said it out 2 minutes ago. I know, I got a bad bladder. Just not coming back.
I would drink half of my drink and I would, based off a conversation, if I was interested in him. Wow. And then I would just, as soon as he would turn, I would spill my drink and be like, I got to go to the restroom. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. I would just go to the other side of the fucking bar.
This is girl speak 101.
Well, you weren't actually spilling the drink on yourself, were you?
No. I spilled it on the counter. As soon as he would turn around, I would knock it over.
Girl speak 101. Guys, when a girl's not interested in you, she will trip over air to get the fuck away from you.
Well, honestly, I didn't want to hurt. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I would go, and then I would leave and go to the smoking side of the bar. Cause you know, at the time in like my state, like in my hometown, they divided the smoking section outside of the bar.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Like in the patio. So I'd go back there for a long time and then I fucking come back.
Just go hide in the bathroom. Like, well, you're hiding in the bathroom.
I go to the fucking back and then I'll find someone else.
You know, but I commend you for this, though, because I feel the exact same way when I just am a people pleaser and I don't want to make anybody fat, and I don't want anybody to have negative feelings towards
now
me.
I just fucking tell guys I don't fucking want it.
I don't want it now.
You literally cried and moaned and complained about me saying no going to the movies with you. What the
Shane, Shane, you know what?
The point is what do those friends have that he doesn't? Yes.
Do they have a big forearm? Is that it?
Fuck. Oh, wait a minute.
Get a forearm pump, okay? I'll make it bigger.
Shane Husky, are you going to hang out with Shibata?
No, we're not doing that tonight, guy. We're not doing that. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a quick commercial break before the Shibata talk gets here.
I need to take a PPS.
Thank you very much for joining us tonight and telling everybody about this wonderful, great thing that's going on.
I'll stay a little bit longer to roast Shane after the commercial.
When we come back from commercial break, we're going to talk about some really cool shit, and then we're going to get into AEW Dynamite, because Dynamite was way better than Monday Night Raw. Way better. We'll be right back.
Drive me insane! I'll be cruel, so lame! I've been taking all the fun out! Drive me insane! I'll be cruel, so lame! I've been taking all the fun out! Drive me insane! I'll be cruel...
You want to get your hair cut, you go get your hair cut right. You head down to Big D's Barbershop. Big D's Barbershop, Vancouver, Washington's best and brightest. 1019 Main Street, Vancouver, Washington, where you can go get your hair lined up, cuts, fades, shampoos, conditions, and all the great things that go with supporting a local barbershop in a local business area. You can also reach them online at www.bigdsbarbershop.com. Go get your haircut right.
These are more than just the sounds of a safe place to go after school. These are the sounds of interest being ignited and of mentors making an impact. At Boys and Girls Clubs, we don't do just one thing. We do whatever it takes to meet the needs of every kid who comes through those doors. Because whatever it takes is what it takes to build great futures. Great futures start here.
I can't believe you, Shane. I can't believe you.
I can't believe Shane either. But you know what? I can't believe. I can believe this.
It's like I'm talking
to your friends. Goddamn, Drew. Damn. I'm just telling you. When are you going to get the chances to go to a movie with a veteran?
You're going to get a chance, Shane.
I saw Halloween Ends with him.
I don't care.
I'm sorry.
I don't care about that. We're talking about this new movie that's coming out today.
That's right.
Leave your loser friends and hang out with BJ.
I'm just telling you. It's BJ. Yeah. You should be uppercutting every bitch to go to the movies with him.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart.
You know what? I'm being totally bullied, Shane.
It is something that we have been talking about for weeks here on the Roundtable Bros and Podcast. Something cool.
Oh?
Yeah, not that, Shane. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh.
What we're talking about is Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
Xmas.
We can buy a replica of Shibata's beard.
So why don't you guys do this? What are you going to do Christmas when there's no money to be given? There's no gifts to be bought. You can always
get a Visa gift card.
If you get a Visa gift card, real simple, real easy. All you got to do here is subscribe to the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. Like, click, and subscribe, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not following us right now, you are missing out, because on the 26th of this month, Survivor Series War Games, we will be giving out this beautiful Visa gift card, which is in my living room because I'm too lazy to get up right now.
You're not being bullied, Shane. Stop acting like the victim here.
That's right, Shane.
This is called tough love. This is what we call giving a receipt.
You know what, Shane? Check this out.
Cancel.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cancel Shane. Unless, Shane, you, my friend, you need to go out and you need to find five subscribers. 5 subs by the end of the night.
And you better uppercut.
Do I actually have to leave my area?
I don't care how you get them.
Okay.
We don't care how you get them. 5
subscribers.
Do I have to yell and not to randomly beat up people to subscribe to the Twitch channel?
Hey, whatever method you choose, that's up to you.
However you get them to subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try to get to 50 subscribers by War Games, Survivor Series War Games. Tier 1. If you have an Amazon Prime, everybody has Amazon Prime. Hell, my neighbor, his dog, has Amazon Prime. Like, ordering shit on Amazon Prime. You all have Amazon Prime. Do us a solid. Drop some bits in the chat. Celebrate with us. Celebrate with us joining Ashley in an endeavor to make professional wrestling great again.
I don't know. Depends who you ask. I may not be making it great, but you know, I am good at rebuilding and expanding.
Exactly. So let's expand this website, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make things right. Let's go ahead and drop some bits in the chat, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and subscribe. Let's go ahead and get this community popping. Let's go ahead and talk about AEW Dynamite starting the show off tonight.
Before you continue, I just was like looking at myself in the camera. I feel like I look incredibly pale for some reason.
Yeah, I think you look like an angel.
You look like you're glowing. God.
You are glowing.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if like
it's you.
Not differently or what.
You just feel differently. That's all it is. But you look
my
like
my eyes are red because I'm just
they
tired.
Look blue. They look blue like the sea.
You do look blue like you too. What?
Hey. Deep blue sea.
Hey, man. Goodness.
Like the depths of the deep blue sea.
Everybody, I feel like I lost weight from just this week alone.
You look great. You look great. What are you talking about?
Sexy man.
I did not. So, you know, I have a show that I'll be doing with JPG of World of Wrestling tomorrow morning. Firmly AEW. I have not finished Dynamite yet because I got home very late.
I only saw Ethan Page's match.
Well, we're going to get into that too because Ethan Page, let me tell you something. I'm so like impressed with the way Ethan Page has turned everything around.
Yes, same here.
Okay, so this AEW Dynamite show was off the hook, man. I'm going to talk about a few things and then we'll get into the show. The World Title Eliminator, Eddie Kingston versus Ethan Page. Great match. Great fucking solid match.
Great match.
In my opinion, the storyline would have advanced better if Kingston would have got put over. Because, you know, the speculation and the hype for him and Mox, to have another Mox versus Kingston feud. If Kingston lost his shit, turned heel, and just went crazy, can you imagine that? I'm here for that. If Kingston turns heel, god damn, I'll be so excited.
Do we have, you probably don't have it on hand, but the bracket that they put out?
No, but Shane, since you're the man in the seat, can you pull up the bracket?
I think I shared the bracket.
Look at you. You turned him down for a mandate, and now you don't
have my God. Okay, so this is like an order, Sweet Talk Drew, but yet just like hate Sweet Talk. I mean, okay, that's
cool. Have you seen Drew's eyes?
You know what? Next time he's going to take Drew to the movies.
Hey, if Drew wasn't so far away, Drew would go to the fucking movies with me. I would
buy him Nike bitch.
They're going to meet each other halfway just to have a mandate in spite of you.
We're going right. to let's meet in fucking Minneapolis.
Good, I get to go and see Rob Wilkins as well. Maybe Rob Wilkins could come.
We get 3 mandate. Fuck it. That's better than 3 MB. You know what? I know why Shane did this to me. You know, Shane, well played, Shane. Well fucking played.
What?
I know why. There was a picture one time of myself and Julian.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Shane wasn't there.
No, nope.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Shane wasn't there to be
because this
the middle.
This asshole was like, "Hey Shane, where you at?" And I text, "You know damn well I'm at work right now. I'm not."
And then
no one cares what Shane's saying. Hey, Shane, on the flip side, Shane, I'm going to say this to you before we go any further. It was not I who did that. It was Julian. It was Julian who said, we should call Shane. I was like, that's pretty fucked up, Julian.
Did you also take your X tag partner as well? Because that would have added more.
No, I didn't. No. I was there defending the OIWA North American Championship, though. And that was the night that Julian picked me up from the airport and handed me the beautiful Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast Predictions Championship.
Hold the championship shot, too, Bowen.
Shut your ass. Take me to the movies, you get one. Bribery, bitch.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, Shane, a person like me, my affection can be bought. You can win me over if you give me stuff.
Give me more. I don't mean you yourself.
I mean, I like materialistic things as well. Mm. So if you can present me with something, I will take your side in this.
Let me tell you something, Shane. We are living in a material world, and I am a material girl.
Or boy. And
I knew you were going to say that. I was humming that in my head.
Now, I want you to think this, you know, I want you to really think about this. Me and Drew can both be bought. It's even in his name, Big Money Drew.
Big Money. Hey, the fans in the show can be bought too. Drop some bits in the chat. They'll turn on me in a second.
This person next to me, this person next to me has knows the money that I have. Okay.
So,
the Nike employee store has made a lot of money on me this month.
Hey, you know what's funny? I've been to the employee store like 4 times this week, and it's only Wednesday.
Now that being said, you got to send me and Drew something for us to take your side. Now, it doesn't have to be money, but it could be something that we find valuable and see how well you know us.
Ooh, look at that. See how well you know them. King and Andy's like, me too.
Me too. There we go.
Wow, me too. Wow. Everybody's getting into it.
This is a business, Shane. Mm-hmm.
Let's give him some time. We'll let him think for the show. See.
And if it ever comes down to me and Drew, we're gonna be exactly like that South Park meme that's like, I respect you, bro. I respect you.
I respect you, bro. I respect you, Booker Man. Yo, drop some subs. King of the Indies says, drop some subs.
Now, I want you to think this through. There are very few things I care about in this world.
Very few.
Alex Philly.
You leave him out of this. This is not about him. This is not about him. You leave
Shane. Shane. I think Shane knows what I care about.
Jake, something.
If you can get, listen, we'll say maybe what would get in your favor is if you could get Jake something to follow me on Twitter.
That's going to be a tough one because I happen to know like a friend of his.
Damn.
I don't think Ashley knows about the lore between myself and Jake something.
I heard about it.
No, you didn't. You didn't hear about it from Jake something, did you?
It's like some It's like some erotic fanfiction that comes to life.
Right.
Okay, it's not that crazy.
It's some more Robert shit.
I mean, I get it. He's a tall, jacked man. I get it. I totally get it.
He's a handsome man.
Wait a minute.
I totally forgot. I have. If my computer doesn't.
He's going to put the background.
Now, if you can.
There we go.
Now, if you can sway either me and Drew. Now, we're not asking for money, but it could be equivalent to money.
Ooh, I'm just asking for Jake something.
It can be bits. Speaking of that, so we had some really great matches tonight. We had a 2 out of 3 falls match in the main event, Sammy Guevara versus Brian Danielson. I gotta admit, I fucking hate Sammy Guevara.
Oh, I did too.
But he put on a fucking performance tonight.
He did, but he still got booed.
He did get booed. My favorite part of the show, of course, my girl Jamie Hayter versus Sky Blue. I told you guys, in my opinion, this match was to show the fans that Jamie Hayter is legitimately a bona fide star. Okay. I knew this match was gonna be great. In my opinion, she's no longer a sidekick.
No.
She's no longer a sidekick. Oh, no. She has surpassed that whole sidekick shit. Sky Blue, you know, it is what it is. Saraya and Britt Baker's face to face. I'm so glad this match is finally going to happen at Full Gear.
The problems between the both of them, the exchanges were just like absolutely phenomenal.
Best fucking promo ever was when Britt walked up to Saraya and she said, blah, blah, Saraya said, look here, bitch. I ain't got time for this. Made me fucking laugh. But she's 100% unequivocally, she's fucking ready to rumble. Like, she is cleared medically. Several doctors have cleared her. We are now going to have the first match. And how long has it been since she's wrestled? What? 9 years?
I don't know.
Her Rampage was clean, dude.
Yes.
It was delivered clean.
I think it was like 2018 was her last match.
Really?
Yeah, so 4 years. Right.
No, it's like 5 years, dude, but no, I don't think so.
I'm going to look on Cage.
And then, of course, you have the fucked up fans are wishing to have Saraya get re-injured of her neck. First of all, those people.
Moxley coming out with his promo was pretty decent, but I will say this. MJF's promo? Dude. MJF is the best on the mic right now.
Always.
So much passion.
That promo was amazing.
Like, it was intense. It was so intense. Like, I was on the edge of my seat like, wow. Like, you just fucking, you damn. You just did it. You just fucking did it. Like, I had goosebumps, chills, the hairs on my arms were standing up. Like, I was like, that right there was perfect. Delivered perfectly. Best promo of the year. I mean, the CM Punk, him versus CM Punk with their promo. No, nothing. That was nothing compared to what he did tonight. And that shows everybody. I really hope you guys are paying attention. When I said he's going to be a face, that right there was a face promo.
I can't rule it out 100%. You know, I said it with JPJ last week. I will be fine with any outcome from Full Gear. If he uses the diamond ring and cheats and stays heel, if the firm and him join back up and this was all a ruse, like any outcome of this match, I will be totally fine with.
I think if he does, which in my opinion, if I wrote the story, that's how it would happen. He will win the championship, not by using the ring, but by using brass knucks. Just like Lord Stephen Regal, William Regal, he'll pull those knucks out of his trunk. Pow!
A lot of people speculate, could it be that we get a breakup of William Regal and
Moxley?
The Blackpool Combat Club, and William Regal ends up changing over to MJF's side?
That would be very interesting. But I think that with him doing that, pulling the brass knucks out and knocking out Moxley, winning the title, and then, like, I fucking swerved you all. Fans are going to be like next week on Dynamite, you're going to have a tag team match. It's going to be fucking Mox and MJF versus whoever from the firm. I'm telling you, they're building this, can they coexist fucking bullshit. Yes, I know. Yeah. I said the dirty C word. They're building this. And it's perfect because they're going to win the match. And then they're going to do the stare down, and they're going to be like, next week it's going to be on. It's going to be on. Then the match happens. And when the match is going down, you know, people are going to be like back and forth, back and so emotional. It's going to be like the most emotional thing you'll ever run into. And when he wins the belt, he's going to hold the belt and he's going to be like crying and shit. He's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I won it. And then the camera's just going to go off the air. That following Wednesday, he's going to come strutting down with his suit on and the belt around his waist. And he's going to be like, I'm so glad I won this title, but you people, and that's going to be it. He's going to fucking get booed the shit. It's going to be so awesome. You watch. That's if I wrote the story. Tony Khan isn't that smart. He'll probably put just some shit like, he'll win the title and he'll come back and he'll be passing out lollipops and high-fiving people, inviting people to go for rides in his white panel van with no windows. You never know. Tony Khan's wit like that. But yeah. The Acclaimed and FTR versus Swerve and Our Glory and the Guns.
That was entertaining. That
very was entertaining. The very, superplex very to the outside by Dash on all by Dax on all those guys.
Oh my God.
Bro, I was like, what the fuck? But you can see the breakup of Swerve and Keith Lee coming.
Oh yeah.
A mile away. And shout out to my boy BJ Whitmer. Shout out to my boy BJ Whitmer for coming on TV tonight. He's looking super swole as he came out there to stop Billy Gunn from beating the shit out of his kids and Swerve. It's pretty good. And commentators were even like, that's BJ Whitmer. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I know. I thought I was like, oh hey.
That's my boy. But yeah, the firm. I'm just saying, man. This whole thing.
Can we talk about the Stokely Hathaway?
Yes.
Vignette.
Go ahead, Shane.
He was like, now he's dick riding Moxley. I was like, damn, that was so funny.
Can we talk about those subtle jabs at Braun Strowman this week?
Yeah, Braun Strowman is a.
What did he try to jab Braun Strowman?
Oh, you didn't hear like all the jabs they were throwing at Braun Strowman during the show? Talking about the flippy floppy stuff, yeah. Yeah, they're talking about flippy floppy stuff.
He said he'd never done indie wrestling after when he was out of WWE. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no, Braun's a fucking piece of shit. I guess. What were they doing on the... Who was mentioning it on the show?
Well, who else? Let's see who mentioned it. I know that Excalibur mentioned it once. I think Moxley mentioned it. Or was it? Who was it? Let me look. Because it made me laugh. And then I had to go look. I had to go on my Twitter. And that's when I found out my Twitter was being bitch slapped by Elon Musk.
What did you say?
Okay, so I may have said something about Elon Musk buying Twitter. And, you know, maybe something like, I'm not gonna say it on here. I don't want to get in trouble on here.
Elon Musk is a bitch.
It was some fucked up shit, and I probably shouldn't have said it, but fuck it, I don't care. I said it. Yeah. So whatever. It is what it is. It happened.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Oh man. So yeah, this show was actually really good, man. It was really, really good. And I mean, it wasn't like Monday night, that's for damn sure. People actually liked the show. The crowd was hot for it. Jamie Hayter was hot in her match. She looked good. Soraya looked really good with what she did.
Samoa Joe turned.
Oh yes,
okay. Samoa Joe. I was leaving that out for a reason. Didn't I call this? I call this when they start doing that fucking what do you call them? War Joe bullshit. I said I can't wait for Joe to get sick of that shit and choke him the fuck out.
Night, war.
Joe came. Joe saw. Joe choked him the fuck out.
Why didn't y'all tell me I had questionable tweets? Because I searched anything with like my name and Elon so I could delete it just in case.
Yeah, yeah, and that's probably a lot.
Man,
and I tweeted. And I tweeted shit on April 15th that says, I'm going to exercise my right of freedom of speech on here by posting this photo.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't tell you what kind of photo it was, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I will tell you this. Julian always says, freedom of speech is also freedom to get an ass whooping. Well, apparently my freedom of speech was freedom for them to block my ass.
Cal suspended.
He's suspended my shit.
Well, yeah, you know, he said Twitter is 100% free of speech, freedom of speech now. And then all of a sudden getting suspended for their freedom.
I said some shit about Trump. I said some shit about Elon Musk and Trump. That's what I did. And, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. No, yeah. That's definitely
sucking off Donald Trump, you know. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that because politics are fucking crazy.
We deal with them all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
We deal with them in entertainment. That's all I'm going to say, too.
Politics. I deal with that in my job.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, speaking of politics, you know, and money and currency. So, Shane, we're waiting. Me and Drew have put up several hints here.
Hey, man, I don't see no bits in the chat. I don't see no. I see we had one. We had one subscription, one subscriber today. So, yeah, let's get some more subscribers, ladies and gentlemen. Look, shit. Black Friday's coming up.
But we clearly, you know, are showing some, you know, we're just putting some stuff out there, some hints.
Some hints. Hints. Wink, wink.
Hints. They're waiting.
They're waiting, Shane.
And this ain't nothing new. I tax my timeline.
not Jake, but they want something.
If you ask BJ, he's seen it where I tax my followers.
Yes.
And that tax is it's hilarious. They're like, that's not fair. I'm like, y'all act like y'all are giving me actual money.
Tell you right now, bits always work. Yo, King of the Indies said drop some subs. You better drop some subs to them. They ain't playing.
Of it this way. One of us will be on your side. We will be on your team.
One of us.
Instead of all three of us against you. For not going to the movie.
This is cyberbullying, goddammit.
This isn't cyberbullying.
There's no cyberbullying going on here.
This is called negotiation.
This is love between friends.
That is the opinion of Husky 518 and only Husky 518. Yeah,
does not affect those of the Roundtable Pros and podcasts.
We are just having a settled negotiation here.
Hey, just hanging out.
We're just hanging out.
Shooting shit live on Facebook, on Twitter, on Twitch.
So when Twitter eventually goes to shit, where do we all go?
I guess I'm migrating my followers to Facebook.
Shit. I don't know. Facebook's pretty fucking toxic, too.
Yeah, that's really toxic.
I mean, but have we ever actually all lost our Facebook accounts?
Good point.
Damn.
Good point.
Look at that. Shane just dropped 1,500 bits in the chat. Shane just 2,500 bits in the chat, Shane. Damn. Shane,
you know, we weren't talking about bits. We were just talking about us. You know, me and Drew would have taken a simple photo. Shane. Me and Drew would have taken a simple photo or video. I would have taken a simple photo or video. Jesus.
You were being specific.
Why do you think we were having hints on the screen?
Look at my background and look at Ashley's picture there. I
mean, yeah, this is my background.
Look.
He's still not getting it.
No. It's unfortunate.
Well, we weren't talking money here. Jeez. You just take it too far sometimes.
Even the lovely mod is laughing at your
ass. Don't even have to produce Jake something for me. All you have to do is go to CNN headquarters and get me Boris Sanchez. Okay.
Wow.
You know, I'll take that man too. I had an ex that used to produce at CNN.
Does he know Boris Sanchez?
I can ask him right now. Let me text him. We're still friends. And let me ask if he worked with them. Hold on. My ex used to work over there for like 10 years.
Oh, wow. Yes, I was watching him during the election stuff yesterday. Just very, very happy when he was on the screen.
Is that what you said?
Sorry.
You said Boris Sanchez?
Yes.
Hold on. I'm asking him right now. Can you hear my... That's
a Jesus. Oh no. I'm done.
He'll answer real quick. Because he's working at he's not working at CNN anymore.
What did he do at CNN?
He was a producer.
Yeah.
He was he was one of the TV producers.
For like the actual like nighttime like Anderson Cooper type or just like regular news during the day?
It depends on like what news. Like during election time he would be there like all day, all night. And
did he get to touch the big board?
The big board.
Worked in the Atlanta. Boy. He worked in the Atlanta office.
Touch that big board.
Okay.
So yes.
So, oh, they have that there. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big, you know, John King's big board that he touches, yeah. And
like in his office, you would go upstairs, and you would have to take like a left and another left and another left till you got to his office. Because it's like weird. Because like the center of CNN, it has like shops and like. Like a food court because people do tours there.
Yeah.
And then you take the elevator and that's where all the offices and the production stuff is.
I would love to touch the big board one day.
I didn't touch the big board. I didn't. I made a joke one time and I said I was going to sit on the CNN outside and he told me, do not do that. Do not do that. I was like, come on, take a picture. He's like, you can't do that.
Like I can do the fuck I want. I will sit on anything.
But they get mad, dude. You cannot be on the actual CNN in the front.
That's not what it is at Nike. Like you can't go sit on the. Like we have what's called the Maxims. It's like the Nike Maxims. It's like our top like five things that make a.
He said no, Drew. He did not know him.
Oh.
We have like five things that make a Nike athlete, which is what we call some of the patience and motivation and things like that, right? Believe in yourself. And if you get caught sitting on one of those things, like they will fire your ass. Like you can like do other shit at Nike and not get in trouble, but if they catch you sitting on it and catch you standing on it, get the fuck out. You're gone.
Another one of my exes used to produce the music for Halo.
Interesting.
So I guess you can say, you know, I am picky on who I date.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's all coincidence. Gamers. Huh?
You work with a lot of people that do gaming, too, which is kind of great.
One of my other exes is, like, big in esports.
I have the most boring exes in the world. Compared to you.
I date all kinds of guys. I dated a bassist of a punk rock band for years. Hmm. And now he owns a record shop and like a smoke shop. let's see. Tattoo artist. Comic book letterer. Comic book writer.
Comic book letterer?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Comic book writer. Never dated an artist though. Never dated a comic book artist because this is when I was working in independent comics. I was doing like horror. I would draw the anthologies and stuff. Before I got into this crazy world of pro wrestling media, you know, I was a comic book artist in the independent circuit. So I went to a lot of different like conventions and I did a lot of signings. I used to sell prints. I have my own art book too.
Now that's freaking cool.
Yeah. If you go to my website and you go to my art, it's on the bottom where you can still buy it, but Amazon no longer has any more copies of it.
Wow. Amazon right now stuff? No way.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on Amazon
stuff all the time.
Let's see. Who else did I date? I dated actually a special effects artist too. I met him when I was in New York Comic Con. And he worked on a lot of star shows, like for the network stars.
Shout out to the Pro Wrestling Show. Look at these roundtable people. Hey, Brad, thank you very much for joining us. In case you didn't know, we are doing a $100 Visa gift card giveaway. All you got to do is like, click, and subscribe, drop some bits in the chat. Sub a tier one, use your free Prime Video sub. Join us live for the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast watch along of the Survivor Series War Games for a chance to win a $100 Visa gift card.
Man. Ooh.
You can buy it on Taco Bell and give it to me.
Yeah, you'll get it on Taco Bell.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't, like, have a preference. I just don't like stupid guys. Meaning, like, you know, they have a head full of rocks. So many words.
Fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like, that's just me being polite, and it's nothing against them, you know? It's just, I'm the type of woman that you can ask BJ, like, when we talk on the phone, I'm a type of person you have to have I have to have a conversation with you. Like, I crave conversation.
Keep her interest.
Yeah, I crave conversation, and I crave to learn things too. So that's what it is.
Oh yeah, no, they are absolutely teasing me. They are
How am I teasing you if I'm talking about like my dating life?
Oh no, they answered the chat in the question.
It's been like 10 minutes since we bullied him.
Yeah.
How dare you? I thought it was a conversation among friends. I didn't consider it bullying. Perspective.
Bullying. I'm bullying him.
Bullying.
Yeah, but
I'm not bullying.
But Drew, aren't you married now?
Am I what?
Aren't you married now?
Yes, I am.
And you're happy. And you're happy, right? You met the perfect partner for you.
Yep.
Exactly. See,
I think Shane just met the perfect partner for him.
Oh, stop.
But
sometimes the people in the chat, man, they just damn Shane.
I've actually been talking to someone over the past like 4 weeks.
That's who he's going to the movies with. See, I knew we were gonna get it.
No,
damn you, Shane. That.
Yes, just I knew we were gonna find out just who it was. Shane.
You
just
drop me. Your loser girlfriend. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
No,
damn Shane.
I knew we were gonna get it. You know,
I want to go cry in the shower now.
Oh, stop!
Is that all you're gonna do in the shower, Shane?
Probably.
Oh my
okay,
God.
We don't need to know about the.
But God. No, but that's the type of person I am. I have to have a conversation. Like, I have to have someone that leads the conversation and can tell me new things about life. What you've learned? What did you read? Oh, I also am a big fan of literature, by the way. So if anyone actually reads, is very well read, I get interested very quickly.
I need to do that more. I haven't really read a book in a while.
I read all the time because I don't sleep a lot. So
I can show the world.
I can show you the world.
Don't get me started on Disney songs because I will start singing one. I love Disney song. I will.
Do you love Disney?
I love Disney.
What's your favorite Pixar. Disney movie?
Lion King, Pixar, Toy Story.
We're not talking Pixar, we're talking Disney.
Well, still, I'm telling you anyway.
God, dang!
So rude.
Yeah.
First he fucking pushes me off with a date. Now he's all like being rude. Damn, Shane, what is going on with you, Shane?
So rude.
He doesn't want to tell us who this mystery person is. He's saying that they're a friend, but are they really just a friend?
Yes, we're friends.
A friend who just happens to be a girl.
No, that's not who I'm going to the movies with.
She can show you the world.
Disney is Pixar, though. Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, I consider Pixar a completely different branch of Disney because of the animation style.
Okay, well, I'll say this right now. I love The Lion King.
I love The Lion King.
But I recently fell in love.
Turning Red?
That's actually a good movie, too.
It's
I kind of like that one. But you know, Pan doesn't know.
Oh, yeah, Drew hates Pan.
But have you guys watched the movie Lightyear?
I have. I definitely have.
It's so fucking sad, dude.
It really is so sad. And then you have the people who wanted Tim Allen voice it. Because
like, I found myself like not wanting to cry. Whoa, Lightyear kind of sucked. No,
I'm gonna guess he's gonna say because there was no Tim Allen.
Okay, well, Tim Allen did make that. He was Buzz Lightyear, but
this was the real bro. Buzz Lightyear. That's completely
Have
different.
You seen the chat?
This was a sad movie, man. I don't want to ruin it for people because then, like Shane, I'm not the spoiler.
You spill shit on a time. What are you talking about?
So, hey, guys, we're doing a giveaway on 26th, our live stream. It's a Visa $100 gift card. You can qualify. All you got to do is sub to our channel using your free Amazon Prime sub and comment in the chat during three streams. So come join us live.
It can't just be one and done. You got to come to all three streams.
That's right. You know? Can't be like Shane going on one date, just leaving me stranded, one and done, taking advantage of me and my kindness.
Just my friend didn't like horror movies. I just lame.
I just remember I dated a pharmacy tech. I broke up with him because he said his favorite band was Genesis.
So what she's trying to tell you guys is that she dated a independent pharmaceutical distributor.
No.
We call them drug dealers, but
no. He legit worked for a pharmacy.
She's like, yeah, he worked at a pharmacy.
Yes,
independent pharmacy.
No.
He was given out prescriptions from the trunk of his car.
No. Like, fucking actually worked at like the actual CVS and shit. And I broke up with him because he said his favorite band was Genesis.
Oh my god.
I'm not lying. I've broken up with people for less. Trust me.
Pharmacy will be the safe word. I'm a what?
No. If you saw this guy, no chance.
The crack doctor.
This is a good band. Well, I'm sorry. We can't be friends.
Oh, can't man. Be friends. The crack doctor.
He could be Shane's friend, though.
Shane's going to be friends right now.
Wow. I'm going to go cry.
Maybe the lead singer of Genesis is who he's going to the movie with.
You know, Shane, you really hurt my feelings, man. I didn't know. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be
friends? Why can't we be friends?
I already had this planned for like about 4 weeks.
Why did that start so fast and then get slow all of a sudden?
And why did Julia?
That's the way that the fucking. That's the way that Julia made it, bro.
Why does Julia always look so good?
Why can't we be friends? Right? Why can't we be friends? What?
I mean,
listen, that is frightening.
Yeah, it really
is. Pretty frightening, isn't it?
Julian, I know you're like yelling at pyramids and stuff right now, but
he's like Shazam. Yelling at pyramids.
I would like to get in on one of those eventually.
You want
to
go on top of the pyramid and just go yell Shazam?
We haven't had a baby face run in from him today, so he's probably stuck somewhere on a camel. Hopefully, hopefully he's not probably in the middle of the Sahara Oscar Desert. Steak.
Who knows?
Yeah, I haven't heard or seen anything from him today. So that
hope he didn't
worried.
Get like food poisoning from that food.
Hope he didn't eat the fucking yak milk. The crack milk. Speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast.
We talked, I think, maybe 20 minutes about Dynamite.
Yeah.
Did we even talk about all the results?
Yeah, we did.
We're
pretty funny. We just go through. Actually, guys, you know what? Ashley put me. I was talking to her today, and let's talk over candlelight dinner, and I'll play my favorite Genesis song.
Oh, okay.
That's if I actually agree to a date. Like, sorry, I'm working on myself.
I'm working on myself. Damn it.
That's what they say. I'm working on myself. Well, then they don't want to fucking work on you.
She's gonna spill a drink behind your back and then go to the bathroom.
Sorry. I gotta wash up. Damn.
That is true.
I go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. 2 days later.
Oh no!
He's still sitting there like, why should come out of the bathroom?
I'll give you my number, but it'll be the number to Domino's. I've done that.
Domino's. Damn.
Oh my god.
That's funny.
I know that too.
I'm trying to think of the text that I got. Oh man, Maude, if you're listening, what was that text? God, what was it? Yeah. So a guy texts a girl, "Yo, can I smash?" And she's like, "Oh, you want to go to a party?" He's like, "Yeah, what kind of party? A block party. Let me invite you." It's like, that was the funniest shit I've ever read.
Like, damn.
That's how I feel about Shane right now.
Next week at Full Gear. I wouldn't know because I think I'm in Kentucky that weekend.
Yeah, I'll be in Kentucky that weekend.
So he follows you.
I have to think about it. I have to think about
it. Coming up.
He gave you a follow on Instagram, so. Oh, blocked. Blocked.
I don't care. I don't look at it.
Next week.
Oh, man.
I'm so mean. I don't care. Thank you, though.
Armand is smashing people right now. Like, oh, Hulk smash.
Block. That's cool. Just if you slide in my DMs, just know I won't read it.
I won't read the DMs.
But, you're sliding the DMs, but she ain't letting you slide in.
No, I'll be honest with you because, like, people get mad at me for not reading their messages on Twitter, and I'm like, bro, I don't really check that.
I don't want to, like, care enough to respond.
Damn. I'm in the Facebook group with these guys, and you, I think you're in it too, right?
Yeah.
She's in it.
And I can go like 2 days before he's like, hey, you're joining us tonight? And I see it like 2 days later.
Oh my God. You fucking asshole. Yo, check in when I win that gift card. Yo, did you follow?
How many
did
streams have you been in?
Did you subscribe at tier one? Did you drop some bits in the chat? Because it trust me, the mod is keeping track of all that.
Also, following me does not count.
I mean,
oh man,
you know, you follow does not her, count.
But... I'm just letting you know, bro.
So wait, before we go, I'm doing it all tomorrow. Hey, man, the mod will watch. The mod will watch. If I were you, if you really want to win, let me tell you how to win. This is just me. I'm going to tell you a secret.
I need Taco Bell. That's all you
Hey, what am I supposed to do with my ticket for King of Indies?
Well, you know what? I haven't found anybody for King of Indies yet. No one has liked, clicked, and subscribed for it.
I guess West Coast Pro is going to go. They're going to have an empty seat.
Oh, that sucks. We'll figure that out. What did you guys think of the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega tease for Full Gear?
Well, it was like kind of the same thing that they've been doing with the Thanos style, them going away from all the images. I did though find all the pictures that they were posting very interesting. Cody was in a couple of them.
Yeah,
I saw Finn Balor in a couple of them.
Yeah, Sami Zayn is in one. Kevin Owens is in one. Who else is in it?
I wonder what that's
Finn, Kevin Owens.
Finn, Kevin Cody. Owens. I haven't seen the pictures.
And there's a picture of them from High Risk Wrestling back in the day.
Where's this at?
It's on the AEW Twitter page right now.
Oh, they have it on the Twitter?
Here, I'll retweet it. Here, I'll quote tweet it on the Roundtable page, Twitter. I'll send it to you, Gash.
Because I, you know, maybe I can provide some insight.
Oh yeah, I'm going through it right now. I'll send it to you, Drew.
That's all. I just have to look at it. That's all.
Maybe and I'll be nice to you, Shane. I'll send it to you.
What?
You sent photo. Where is it? Come on. Waiting.
Hold on. I had to make sure I sent it to the newly verified Husky518 on Twitter.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega.
There's so many people in that video.
Are you paying for that, Shane?
Yeah. Because I only sent like $7.99.
That's why he thinks he's better than all of us.
El Generico, too.
So PWG?
Yep.
All those people were in PWG.
Yep.
You know how I know?
Adam Cole.
Oh, yeah. The
there it is. Buck.
You know who's not in that picture? CM Punk. Fat Ass Masa's in it too. I didn't see Fat Ass Masa. Yo, go follow Masa on fucking Twitter right now, man. Fat Ass Masa.
Masa follows me.
Monster's cool as fuck.
Follows me on all social media. So, Japan Box.
I just paused it on picture. There's Furble.
So this is from.
This is from AEW Dynamite, and it says here All Elite Wrestling, Young Bucks, and
no, King but Omega. I'm looking at the photos because I'm remembering the time frame.
Oh, this is hashtag Young Bucks and Kenny Omega X, Omega Man X. Tune in to AEW Dynamite Live. This is some fucked up shit. Like,
some of my edited photos are in this.
I will say this. CM Punk is coming back. But CM Punk is injured right now, so that's months. And if they were smart, if CM Punk was smart, he would go in that locker room and be like, yo, check this out, guys. I don't like you guys. I fucking don't like you guys, but I will work with you guys. There's so much money to be made right now off of real life feud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got my people. You got your people. Let's go make some fucking money.
That's all it really has to do.
If you're smart, you can put your ill will and your hard feelings aside. Because at the end of the day, it's about making money.
Yeah.
Okay, so some of these photos, I can tell you, are from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Because I know because I edited a lot of these photos that are in here. These Kenny photos. Mm-hmm. Some of these are from PWG.
Kenny.
And the early stages of New Japan in their career, about roughly 2016. And roughly around the time I think Matt had gotten married. So I think what would that be, like their first or second tour?
That was like 2017, 2016, I think. Because they were still a Ring of Honor when he got married.
Yeah. But most of these pictures, I think there's only like a couple Ring of Honor photos, but most of these are PWG, Independent, New Japan.
And the WWE one where they fucking invade the WWE.
Yeah, that's from the Being the Elite
episode.
And
those young Bucks pictures are like the young pictures with Papa Buck. Shout out to Joyce Massey. Gotta give her a big shout out because, you know, it wasn't for her, it would be no Bucks. Yeah. Anyway. Fuck it. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on the Roundtable Pro Wrestling Podcast. We will see you guys on Friday with the AEW Rampage SmackDown recap. Hopefully, it will be better. If not, we'll just talk about Wakanda whatever. Wakanda forever.
Wakanda whatever.
So they're going to see it with someone else and not Shane.
Wakanda whatever.
Whatever, Shane. Whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you guys when we see you. Shane, you suck.